Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and steal back Obama.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland talks to Ingrid Saunders-Jones about running the National Council of Negro Women. And Huggy Lowdown and Chris Paul will join Roland this morning. Brought to you by TV One from our Washington studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. Yesterday, Sybil did the headline, Tom, with the update on the Marisha Alexander case, where prosecutor Angela Corey wants to revoke the bond of Marisha Alexander. In a motion that was filed, she alleges that Alexander left her home. She was, of course, confined to home detention when she was released on bond the day before Thanksgiving. She's an electronic monitoring device on her ankle as well. In this motion, Corey says she left the home on December 9th, the 12th, 13th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, the 20th, also beginning December 6th, as she says, 9 days in a 14-day span. She highly critical of Marisha Alexander in this motion. There's going to be a hearing at 9 a.m. on Friday. I called Angela Corey's office. They say she's doing no interviews. The motion speaks for itself. But yesterday, Tom, I reached out to Marisha's attorneys. They filed a motion late yesterday evening blasting the prosecution, saying, I'm sorry, we got permission from the officer who oversees her bond. In fact, they list this woman, April Wilson, 17-year employee with the Sheriff's Department, and they said the prosecutor conveniently left this information out of their motion, really blasting them, saying it makes no sense whatsoever that she got permission from them. Wilson even provided Corey's office, Tom, with her reasoning for granting permission for Marisha Alexander to leave her home. Joining us this morning is Congresswoman Corinne Brown, who has been very involved in this case. And Congresswoman, it's very interesting. You see this motion filed by Corey's office. It makes no mention of the fact that there is someone with the sheriff's office who oversees Marisha Alexander's bond. And it makes no mention of the fact that she was granted permission. In Corey's motion, she simply says that Marisha was supposed to get permission from the court as opposed to the person who oversees her home detention.
Well, I think this is the problem that we have, period, with the state attorney office, Angela Corey. There is such a difference between Angela Corey and Harry Shostein. I mean, since she's been in there, I mean, she does things personally. She takes things personally. We have a 70% increase in direct filing of young black youth as felons. She's the person that prosecuted Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman. I mean,
well, she prosecuted George Zimmerman for the death of Trayvon Martin.
That's correct. And he walked, and it was the worst kind of prosecution I've ever seen. So you misfocusing your energies. It is clear she has a person that files a warning shot get 20 years. Everybody that I've talked to feel that she should have just thrown the case out. Period.
What do you make, though, of, again, filing this motion, but then the defense says, wait a minute, you totally ignore the fact that she was given permission each and every single case. And, again, this 17-year employee, according to the defense, again, a correctional service counselor named April Wilson, provided Corey's office with all of the information of why she authorized her stops.
Probably you don't know that I was a correctional student when I was in school. And this is an example of a criminal justice system that's failing. Clearly, she left it out, and the judge didn't have all of the information to make his decision. Last night, I talked to Melissa Alexander with my city council person, Kimberly Daniels, and she is a minister, and she prayed for her. And I'm asking the ministers to show up Friday morning at 9 o'clock. I mean, because this community needs healing.
Tom, in the motion, this is what Corey said.
Where did she go?
She went. It's a whole list of places that she had permission to go.
One second. According to the motion filed by Corey, she went, quote, shopping for clothes, ferrying family members to and from such places as the hair shop in the airport, visiting the bank, collecting funds to give to her bond agent, get estimates for getting her vehicle repaired, to get new glasses, a new driver's license, as well as travel to the office of a former attorney. But according to her defense attorneys, again, in their motion they filed yesterday evening, and I got copies of both, Tom, they said, Wilson provided, Wilson authorized and gave Alexander permission, quote, for each stop described in the state's motion to modify and revoke
bond. And the state knew it.
And so she had to ask for permission in advance and tell them exactly where she was
going.
Yes. Congresswoman, 1 second. So
yes.
Corey, in her motion, is saying Marissa should have asked the court, the judge, for permission as opposed to the woman who oversees her home detention. Congresswoman, go right ahead.
The point is, why is it that we are trying to prosecute this young lady to this extent? Her church had offered her a job, and she was not able to take the job so that she could have some resources. So we have different rules for you. I know you don't know that, but there are special rules for us and then rules for everybody else.
Hearing,
I know you're quiet
right?
on that one.
You right? No. We hear you.
I'm saying the church offered her a job, and that job was cleaning the church, and it was turned down.
Now, when she was released, though, well, the condition was she had to check in with this woman who gave her permission.
Absolutely.
Every time?
Yes, that's the correctional officer that supervised her and could give her permission to do this.
And this woman had to go to the prosecutor's office to get permission.
I don't have the order from the judge stipulating that. According to the prosecutor, she was given special conditions, which the court called, quote, stringent in here. According to Corey, the court said she will not be allowed to leave her residence except for court appearances, medical emergencies, and to satisfy any requirements of her pretrial services programs. But Marissa's attorney says, we asked for permission. We were granted permission from the Community Transitions Center of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office.
I'm with you. It shouldn't have gotten this far.
No.
From the warning shots to 20 years in
That's
jail,
right.
and then a retrial, and now this.
That's right. But you
shouldn't
spent,
have gotten this far.
No. You spent
should have been
3 years
out.
In jail.
Yes.
3 years. You've
For
already
shooting
served
a warning
3 years.
Shot.
She served her time.
She served her time, and
why
wasn't
don't you drop the case and let the community heal?
Thank you.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. But this is an example. When you walk into the booth, you vote for the president, you vote for the congressperson, you got to vote for the state attorney, you got to vote for the judges. These are the people that is influencing your entire life.
And know who you're voting for.
Know who you're voting for. And know that when you vote, you got to make them accountable.
For our listeners, we did reach out to the defense attorney, Bruce Zimmet. He said he will simply be in court Friday. We also reached out to Angela Corey's spokeswoman. They said our statement speaks for itself. We'll be giving no interviews. Good work. Congresswoman Corinne Brown, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.